This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. And now, Day to Day proudly presents our holiday gift to you, the world premiere of an original children's play by Kenny Juarez, written when he was 9 years old. We hope you enjoy Sliced by an Artist, starring Dustin Hoffman.
One day in the kitchen of a Sizzler restaurant in Detroit, Michigan, Johnny the Straw and his mom were talking near the straw holder.
You are the best son ever. I love you so much. Your father was a great straw. I met him a long time ago, and ever since I met him, I loved him. But he got killed by a sculpturist who wanted to use him in a sculpture. The day I saw him in the graveyard, I kissed his tomb and missed him.
I'll take care of myself and not get sliced like Dad was.
Okay, but be careful. I love you.
And she kissed him.
Mom!
Later that day, at the hostess desk, Johnny the Straw was talking with Crystal the Toothpick and all the other toothpicks who were all girls.
Oh, look, it's Johnny!
Hey, Johnny!
Hi!
I was keeping a secret from everybody. Even you, Crystal. I'm trying to be the greatest straw ever. In order to do that, I have to be used 35 times. I want to be the Jerry Rice of straws. I know this is going to be tough, but I want this record.
Oh, I believe you could fly.
I believe I could fly, too. My dad was sliced after he was used only 3 times. He died in 1997. I don't want to die like him.
A fork came over to Crystal and Johnny.
Hey, Crystal, your dad is calling you.
Oh, excuse me.
Go ahead.
The fork looked at Johnny.
So, did you tell her about the record?
Yeah, I did. She gave me more strength to believe that I could break the record that I always wanted to break.
Well, all the forks believe in you, too.
Aw, thank you.
The next day, Johnny was in the back with the cooks who were on break watching the Raiders play versus the 49ers on TV.
Jerry Rice!
I love you, Jerry Rice!
Touchdown, Jerry Rice!
Just then, a sculpturist named Marilyn Flower walked into the Sizzler. A cook came out to talk with her.
Can I have a triple sausage salad?
That'll be $20.75.
Are you crazy? It's only one triple sausage salad. Shouldn't cost that much.
Hey, didn't you see the menu? It said $20.75 for a triple sausage salad. You got a problem with that?
I do have a problem with that. My money was all stolen by a robber.
Ooh. Well, okay, only because your money was stolen, I'm going to give it to you for free.
Thank you.
You going to get your money back?
Yes. Of course I'm going to get my money back. From the governor.
How?
I have to build a sculpture. And if the governor likes it, he promised to give me the equal amount of money I lost. Now, give me that triple sausage salad and a soda.
Hey, you're getting hyper. Just have water.
Okay. Just give me the food and the drink because I'm hungry and thirsty.
Okay.
The cook made the salad and brought the water to Marilyn, who sat at a table in the restaurant. He then went back into the kitchen to get her a straw. He saw Johnny.
It's time to be used, Johnny.
Okay. Bring on the fun.
The cook took Johnny over and put him in Marilyn's water.
Impressive. Maybe if I use this straw, I could form the governor's sculpture.
Oh,
it's even bendy.
I don't want to get cut. I want to go home.
Marilyn started looking for a knife.
If I can cut these 3 equal pieces, it will form a shark. Oh, but if I can cut it in 4 pieces, it will become a dragon.
I want to go home. Cook!
The toothpicks were listening. Crystal didn't want Johnny to be cut. So the toothpicks got into a group, an army of toothpicks. They were like the TPD, the Toothpick Police Department. They started to poke Marilyn on the tummy.
Ow! Man, stop that!
The toothpicks kept poking her. The spoons then formed the spoon SWAT team and threw food at Marilyn.
Fire!
Marilyn didn't realize it was the spoons, so she blamed the other people in the restaurant.
Stop that, people! I'm gonna call the cops!
The forks then broke off their pointy parts and shot them at Marilyn.
Stop
The cook came running out.
Hey, why are you yelling? What's going on?
These people who are eating at this restaurant are throwing food at me and poking me.
Now even the napkins came over.
It's not the people eating here. It's all of us materials.
Why are you doing this to me?
Crystal looked up at Marilyn.
You were trying to slice one of our best friends, Johnny. So Johnny's mom called all of us to help protect him.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that he was one of your friends. I just needed him to build a sculpture for the governor because my money was stolen and the governor promised to give me the right amount of money I lost.
Johnny turned to all of his friends.
Well, thanks for helping me out, but this is my problem. I have to handle it myself.
He looked up at Marilyn.
If you want to cut me, go ahead. Cut me!
Huh?
Johnny's friends couldn't believe it.
Are you crazy?
You are a really important person for all of us.
Yeah!
I can't cut you, Johnny. Can't you see? All those people want you to live and not die. You're so important to everyone's life.
Johnny, who was holding his breath, let out a long sigh of relief. Crystal had an idea.
Why don't you use all of us in your sculpture instead of Johnny?
Yeah!
But I need him. He's a bendy straw. Wait, I have an idea. I'll use Johnny in my sculpture, but not slice him. That way he can live forever.
Oh, yeah!
Yay! Yay!
Johnny! Whee!
2 weeks later, Marilyn brought the sculpture to the governor's mansion. She handed it to the governor. He looked at it very quickly.
It looks like Scribble Scrabble.
Marilyn felt sad.
Look closely at it, and you will see something unexpected.
The governor looked closely and saw that the toothpicks, forks, and straws were all alive.
Oh, splendid! They're alive! I love it! I take it!
5,000,000,000,000 dollars.
What the? You gotta be kidding!
Look, I lost $1,000,000, and this sculpture is perfect for you, so that's why I charge so much. Plus, I added the tax.
I told you, I will only give you the amount you lost.
But this is a real-life sculpture.
Okay, here's your money. I'll take it.
Yeah!
Marilyn was so happy. The governor looked at her.
Marry me. I'd like to have children with you.
Oh, well, I need a testing period first. You know, going out on dates.
Okay, but it has to be fast. I want to get married soon.
They went out on a date, the governor was good, and they got married. 1 year later, they had a baby boy they named Carlos. Johnny the Straw beat the record of being used 35 times.
Yeah!
Johnny! Johnny!
And everyone lived happily ever after.
Sliced by an Artist was written by Kenny Juarez. It starred Dustin Hoffman as the narrator, Carolyn Lawrence as Mom, and Crystal the Toothpick, Debbie Derryberry as Johnny, Phil Lamar as the Governor, Rob Paulson as the Cook, and Amanda Phillipson as Marilyn. The play was directed by Blair Hickey and produced by Blair Hickey, Andy Bowers, and Rob McKindles. Original music by Mark Levinson, engineering by Leo Del Aguila and Theo Mondo. Thanks also to Jay Gibson and Pam Colburn of the Young Storytellers Foundation, and you can find more at our website, npr.org. This is Day to Day from NPR News.